Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From USA Today, Ravens Wire's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How you feeling?
Feeling good, guys. Yeah, another week of practice means we're another week closer to the regular season. It's continuing just to count down the days till we get that regular season football back, and it's creeping up on us maybe faster than we expected.
Now, we were talking in the first hour of the show, Kevin, about the Ravens' offensive potential year three with Todd Monken as the OC. And if we look for, asking you, of course, if there's one major concern, if they even have one, offensively, in your eyes, what would it be looking at the personnel right now?
I think the biggest question mark is probably the guard position. I mean, you look everywhere else on that offense and, you know, at least personnel-wise, they're really not too concerned. Obviously, a quarterback with Lamar, you have a three-headed monster at running back, you hope, with Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and Keaton Mitchell, wide receiver-wise. I think it's the best wide receiver room Lamar has ever had, and it's not really close there. And then, you know, tight end, you got one of the best tight end rooms in the league, if not the best, with Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, and Charlie Kohler over there. Tackle spot, you're good with Stanley and Rosengarten, and then center, you got Linderbaum. So really, it is that guard position where it's both of them. You're wondering if Daniel Falele can take a step forward this season. You know, is Andrew Voorhees going to be the one that wins that left guard spot? Is Ben Cleveland, are they going to finally factor him in this year? I mean, there are a lot of different options. So this offense, it has a ton of potential, a ton of really scary potential that I think, you know, with their personnel, they have a lot of different options, just how good they can be. But if you're kind of looking at one area that, you know, you might be a little bit iffy on, it's probably the play of those two guard spots and what they can do for the Ravens this year.
Kevin, when we get to camp, what other guys is Eric going to add? What veteran free agents is he going to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you look at the roster right now, it looks pretty set. I mean, I think you look at the safety position with Ardarius going down, and I think that's probably the spot that a lot of people are looking at, and that's where I'm looking too. I mean, whether it be like Justin Simmons, Julian Blackman, like one of those types of players, or, you know, if they want to just kind of trust internally a Bill Brady or Sanusi Kane, I still think you should bring in a vet if you're the Ravens anyway, even if it's not that, like, top-of-the-list free agent. Even if it's a veteran like a Quandre Diggs, for example, who's not going to cost you as much. I think that safety spot is probably the one spot that I'm looking at right now. You know, they signed John Jenkins to fill the Michael Pierce role, so that's all done. I mean, I guess if I really wanted to dig deep here, if there's a veteran inside linebacker they wanted to sign, they already signed Jake Hummel, but if they wanted to add more competition, I guess, for Trent Simpson, but I feel like they're just going to have that play out with Simpson, Teddy Buchanan, and I guess Hummel in that conversation too. So honestly, I think the roster is pretty set. I mean, I can even go a step further and say maybe they'll trade for a guy like a Jalen Ramsey, but I really look for, you know, that safety. And maybe they trade for Jalen Ramsey and put him a safety. Who knows? But I would probably say the Justin Simmons, Julian Blackman type there at the safety spot. But other than that, I like where the roster's at.
Now, when we go out there in an hour and a half, what are you looking forward to watching today?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of different things that a lot of people took away from the media practice last week. And, you know, the thing that I was most intrigued to hear about was, one, Tez Walker apparently looked really good out there. And that's someone who I think, you know, you look at the wide receiver room, you know, you have the Zay Flowers, the Rashad Batemans, the DeAndre Hopkins, but the depth behind those guys is going to be really important. You know, Jonte Wester is someone who also got some good reviews out there, so I'm excited to hear about him. And then, you know, I think the big one for me, I talked about it last week, but just, you know, continuing to hear about Keaton Mitchell. And he talked about his recovery and his year last year, saying that the Ravens kind of wanted him to chill a little bit and feel like himself. And this is really the year where I think he's going to hit the ground running, you know, figuratively and literally, in a really, really big way. So I'm excited to hear about what he has and what he's able to bring to the table for this Ravens team, because, you know, with Derrick Henry and Justice Hill, those were two guys that had awesome years last year, but you add the element of Keaton Mitchell in there this season to that offense, at least they fully healthy, maybe, you know, that rookie Keaton Mitchell burst that we saw ideally. And I think you have one heck of a running back room there that can give teams even more problems than it did last year.
Kevin, who do you think makes upticks offensively, statistically, from where they were last year?
I honestly think that depending on the roles, and again, we don't know how it's going to play out this year, but depending on the roles, I'm expecting a bigger offensive snap share for Isaiah Likely this season. I think it's going to be more of a 50-50, well, maybe not 50-50, but more of an even split between those two, with obviously Andrews and Isaiah Likely on the field this year. I just think you have to find ways to get Isaiah on the field. And to me, obviously, that doesn't mean you shouldn't play Mark Andrews. Obviously, he, to me, is still a top five tight end in this league. But to me, I think that using Isaiah, whether it be two tight end sets, finding ways, creative ways to get him on the field a little bit more, he's got, I think, going to be a really intriguing player for the Ravens, especially, look, it's a contract year for all these guys. So I think that, you know, with some of the contract years we've seen Ravens have over the past couple of seasons, albeit for a few that maybe squandered that opportunity, I think that they get a lot of positive contributions from guys who are in line for new deals. So I think Isaiah, and then honestly, I feel like maybe you get maybe not touchdown wise, maybe yards wise from Rashad Bateman this year. I could see an uptick in that. You know, he and Lamar established that chemistry last year. It looked really good. And I think they're only going to continue to build on that. But the guy that I'm looking at, you know, I don't know if he's cheating or not because he wasn't on the team, but I think DeAndre Hopkins is someone that's going to get a lot bigger and a more, I guess, spaced out role than he's had in the past couple of seasons. So, you know, he's not as used as he was, which I think is the best for him in his career at this point. But I think that it will benefit him to the point where, you know, he was kind of used weirdly in Kansas City last year. He wasn't in a great offense in Tennessee. So I think that for DeAndre, and especially being behind guys like Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman, and defenses having to worry about all these guys, you know, DeAndre might be the odd man out there, which is the best thing for him because he'll be able to not be the focus of defenses, which we know he's been for the course of his career.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, what's happening on the website? How many more projected 53s we got rolling over the next couple of weeks here?
Yeah, that's the name of the game here, is you kind of figure out who's hot, who's not at all these offseason workout programs, figuring out who is securing their roster spots. So again, just kind of going through what these guys are saying at OTAs, you know, looking at who's doing well and who's not, and just continuing to wait for that regular season to pop up on us.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Allstriker, everybody. We'll come back with a whip around. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, is going to be joining us at a funhouse trip with Nolan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you.
Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
McGraw.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. NBA Finals start Thursday as the Oklahoma City Thunder host the Indiana Pacers. Oklahoma City, pretty strong favorites in this one, and they should be. Number one overall record in the NBA. Indiana coming out, what, the four hole in the Eastern Conference, but they want some impressive series. They beat Cleveland, beat Milwaukee. Remember, Halliburton's dad was ready to play the freak one-on-one after they eliminated them, and then beat the Knicks, including a couple wins at Madison Square Garden. OKC's basically been thunderstrucking everybody throughout the playoffs. OKC 2-0 against the Pacers during the regular season. First time since 2012 that the Thunder have been to the finals. And then first time in 25 years since Indiana's been there when they lost to the Lakers. And that one, six game, kind of entertaining series way back when. So everything will tip off Thursday, and we'll break it down when we get closer to tip-off. Tomorrow, Stanley Cup final start, rematch of last year's championship round. Florida is at Edmonton. Panthers defending champions. They win in seven last year. Oilers have not won the Stanley Cup since the 1989-90 season. That was post-Gretzky,
yeah,
by the way. But they've been close, including last year. But 35 years since they've hoisted the cup.
Yeah, that's crazy. And Bob, Edmonton is the best home team in the playoffs right now. And the Florida Panthers are the best road team in the playoffs. So that's going to be interesting. And you know, listening to, you know, like the NHL radio and stuff, when they ask, you know, all these guys their opinions on who's going to win. Last year, it was predominantly Florida. This year, there is a lot more Edmonton. They just think it's McDavid's time. You know, like the star, a lot of time these superstar guys got to go lose in the Super Bowl and then come back and then win it the next year. It's kind of what everybody's saying right now. Kachuk's a little beat up, but it should be a hell of a series.
And that puck drop is tomorrow night, and we'll follow that along for as long as it lasts. Oklahoma softball, they're done. Texas Tech sends them home, which ends Oklahoma. The Sooners, their run of four straight championships come to an end. So that's they were the number two seed, but still, I mean, you got championship pedigree that continues on through graduation classes. I mean, you got something to strive for. And Texas Tech, man, they're a rising in all sports, it seems.
Yeah, they're paying in all sports, Bob. In football, I know they're one of the highest paid. Basketball, I think they're one of the high NILs. They're the highest paid, and I'm guessing they've decided with all that oil money they get down there that we want to win, and they are.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes was Xing or tweeting, whatever the hell they call it nowadays, throughout the game. Let's finish it. Let's get this done, and they did. So congratulations to the Red Raiders. It's the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. This day in Orioles history, it is June 3rd, 1983, at Memorial Stadium. Excuse me. John Shelby walked with the bases loaded, and Rick Dempsey scored. and the eventual world champions, beat the Blue Jays 3-2. Eddie Murray, Gary Renicky drove in runs. Tippy Martinez got the win in relief of Dennis Martinez. 1997, Oriole Park Camden Yards against the Yankees. Rafael Palmeiro, two-run walk-off homer of Jim Messier. Tony Tarasco went deep. Mike Bordick had two ribbies. Yes, that Mike Bordick. Randy Myers got the win. 10 innings, Orioles beat the Yankees. Year ago today at Rogers Center, Orioles taking on the Blue Jays. Austin Hayes, he goes yard twice. First two homers of the year, by the way. Remember, we were talking about him a year ago at this time. What's wrong with him? He sucks. What's his problem?
Yeah.
And he got traded. Now he's hurt again for Cincinnati. Having a great year, but he third time on the IL. Ramon Urias and Taters also go deep. Grayson Rodriguez, remember him? Bobbleheads get more run than he is. Like 6 2/3. He picks up his sixth win of the season. Orioles 7-2 over Toronto. And speaking of the Orioles, on this day 6 years ago, this happened.
First selection of the 2019 MLB Draft, the Baltimore Orioles select Adley Rutschman, a catcher from Oregon State University.
Boy, that's much different than the NFL draft.
Oh, boy.
And the NBA draft. I mean, you would have thought they were like at a tea party.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred has no one to hug. But Adley Rutschman, 6 years ago today, number one pick in the draft by the Orioles. We know his track record. Recent vintage, not so great, as we discussed pretty much for the first 45 minutes of the show and for the last month of the show, and hopefully not for the next month going into the second half of the season. But for the most part, he's been that guy. Golden Spikes winner, College Player of the Year, World Champion, or College World Series champion. It is what it is. Bobby Witt was number two, All-Star. Riley Green was number five, All-Star. For the Tigers, C.J. Abrams was drafted by the Padres, was traded to Washington in the Juan Soto deal, All-Star. How about Josh Young, Texas Rangers, All-Star. He was the eighth pick. Alek Manoah, remember him, Nolan? He was the 11th pick of the draft, All-Star. Now coming back from Tommy John surgery, he had kind of a Adley-like decline. He was in the All-Star game 2 years ago and then just was sent back to the minors and then got hurt. But he's All-Star 11th pick. How about Carroll out in Arizona? Corbin Carroll, 16th pick, All-Star.
Damn.
George Kirby pitching tonight for Seattle, 20th pick, All-Star. And with a 42nd selection in that year's draft, Gunnar Henderson, All-Star. So that was pretty loaded 2019 draft right there.
And Bob, the thing that you do notice is there is some pitchers.
Yeah. None of them in Baltimore. Orioles got a lot. They got, what, three of the top 30? Well, it's 19 through 31. They've got 19, 30, 31. Take an arm, man. Please. Yeah. And then if it fails, then we'll all admit we're wrong, right, Nolan? Because we're rational. We always admit when we're wrong. In sports talk, don't we?
Some do, some don't. Some get away with it. Others don't.
When we come back, guys, never wrong. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, talk about what's happening in the National Football League, like the Ravens at OTAs. Funhouse with Nolan. Then Vinny's off to one winning drive. You got buy or sell, 12:15. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Colton Cowser's back. What does this mean? Well, it means you got a better player than the one he's going to be replacing, I would assume, in tonight's lineup. Training camp coming up in about 6-7 weeks or so. So from NFL Network Radio, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Vic Carucci. Vic, good morning. Thanks for joining us as always here in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, absolute pleasure to be with you guys as always.
Now, Vic, as we went into this like kind of off-season post-draft phase of the National Football League year, what was your biggest storyline or storylines, and which ones have been answered and which ones, I guess, still need to be resolved as we head into training camp here in less than 2 months?
Yeah, I don't know really what's been answered in any appreciable way. I mean, after the draft, yeah, was there some drama. Most of it, we know, was the Shador Sanders drama. And as far as answering anything there, you know, crowded quarterback room in Cleveland, Joe Flacco, a part of that. Where does it go from here is I think, the big question mark. And seeing him so deep still on the depth chart, Sanders, still makes you, you know, scratch your head, but also think that, well, maybe this thing is going to take a turn or two or 10 before, you know, we get to the season. As far as the other major storyline, I think it's obvious with Aaron Rodgers, and maybe we're at a point now where that's going to go literally nowhere, because if he's not part of what that team is doing when we get to the mandatory phase, and there's no hard indication that he would be, then I think we're, you know, looking at, which has been my suspicion right along, that he may just walk away from the game. And then you wonder, where does that leave the Steelers? Because it's still hard for me to believe that Mason Rudolph is their answer.
Hey, Vic, with all the things that the Bills have done in the offseason, how better are they than they were last year? How much better?
You know, and I'm out at their OTA today. I don't know, frankly, Vinny, that they've made any appreciable improvement with their offseason moves. Let's face it, the biggest name that they went for in free agency was Joey Bosa, and he's not participating. He's got a calf injury that came up right before the first workout. You heard about that.
Yep.
So and it has to cast some doubt. He was damaged goods to begin with, and it has to cast some doubt as to whether picking him up really is going to make any difference at all for them. And also, there were two defensive tackles that they acquired in free agency, and both of them are missing half the year with suspension. So I, as it stands right now, and then I look at the draft, it was I thought they addressed the right areas, but appreciably how much impact those guys will have when you're drafting as late as the Bills are or did because of their success, I don't know that you're getting players that are going to help you all that much right away.
Now, Vic, the things that they needed to improve upon, like when they played the Ravens, not in the playoff game, but in the regular season, and some they were always like smaller D linemen, you know, that people could run on. Now, they seem like they've gotten bigger, correct?
Well, I think there's been an effort to do that, and in the draft, especially in the fourth round, I think they got some size, you know, on this defensive line on the D tackle position. We'll see with you know, some of the people that they brought in if they're going to make that kind of difference for them from a size standpoint. Deion Walker being one guy that, you know, you want to see whether he makes an impact, but for the most part, the tackles they have, and DaQuan Jones would be the other big man that they already have. But Ed Oliver, a smaller guy. Dwayne Carter from Duke last year, a smaller guy. They love those, you know, they love those three tech penetrators more than they like the power guys. But honestly, I think they need more of that power. I think the Philadelphia Eagles blueprint for how you handle, how you diffuse an outstanding offense is clear.
Now, Vic, when you talk about tell me about, like, Terry Pegula, the owner of the Bills, because you know what? Everybody says that he's such a great owner and non-participant, basically, in the football, stays out of everybody's way. And then in the hockey, he's, like, total opposite.
You nailed that, Vinny, and I know you're a fan of the hockey side here with your son and everything. I would say this, Terry definitely has reason to step back and let Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean do their thing with this football team, because they are more than competent. They're the most competent leadership duo this team has had since Marv Levy and Bill Polian, the two Hall of Famers during that Super Bowl, from that Super Bowl run of the 90s. From the hockey standpoint, and I do think his passion lies more with that sport, which could be part of the reason why you see more hands-on involvement by him on the hockey side. But they've made so many changes, I think, you know, from the front office, from the coaching. When you don't have that continuity, Vinny, it's hard to get traction.
All right, Vic, are you surprised at Stephon Diggs, since they had him up there in Buffalo and we saw, you know, all the social media stuff and Now he's back at the OTs. Are you surprised? Because you know him better than – he's a Maryland Terp, too. So yeah. you probably know him well. Are you surprised at his off-the-field antics?
Yeah, this one definitely threw a curveball. Now it's a bad look. Whether it's a really bad thing, we'll see. Mike Vrabel's reaction to it was kind of curious, you know, saying that, you know, about referencing good decisions without being too specific. I know this hard worker, serious worker when it comes to football, and an incredible competitor. So you can't take any of that away from Stephon. And I maintain. That the most talented pass catcher this team has had in recent seasons, obviously, is him. And I mean, I go back to when, you know, Andre Reed and some of the Hall of Famers, James Lofton, that they had back in the day, back in the 90s. This guy elevated it. He did a lot to allow Josh Allen to reach that elite status that he has and is now as MVP. And I will add that since his departure, that hole exists. Even though the Bills were productive and scored 30-some-odd points, they were the highest-scoring team, you know, going through the postseason and all that, they still lack that talent that Stephon Diggs brought to the table. But now we'll see whether he can do that for the Patriots and whether Scott Zolak, who I know you know, who has also made some interesting and kind of indicting comments about Stephon, saying there are other things besides this whole boat deal, the boat gate, if you will, that are leading to concerns for the Patriots. But I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, Zolak, another former Terp, by the way. He's Vic Carucci, yeah. NFL Network Radio. Vic, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. Go crank it up to 12 somewhere.
And I'll be listening to you Saturday, Vic.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Take care.
Yep. Vic Carucci, everybody. We'll come back reset for you. The Vinny's off to one winning drive. Got news from the Nest coming up at noon. Buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday, Monday? Count that. 12:15. Then we'll talk Orioles and Mariners. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Colton Cowser's back. The lineup's going to take shape from here, isn't it? This is a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week. Yep. I'm expecting his leg will be in pretty significant use. For everyone to watch.
Yeah, and the thing that you know that we want to see, Bob, is this is the first time he'll have kicked with the vets. Well, while we're watching, at least, you know, so when they do the team stuff at the end and they're kicking field goals and things, you know, then there's more pressure on him at that time. So it'll be interesting, you know, to watch him because he's got a extreme. I mean, you can, if you're standing there, Bob, and you close your eyes, you can hear the pop off his foot. That's kind of leg he's got. And that's what Randy Brown told me. He says, I want guys with big legs. You look at every kicker that he has had, they've all got big legs. And that's what Loop is.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting as the season and this whole process unfolds. You know, Tucker, hey, we're going for, or no, can he kick for 58? Yeah, send him out there. I mean, Tucker got to the point where he was so comfortable, he would just start running out on the field. How does this change maybe Harbs' decision-making in regards to what are we going for? And the Ravens have been one of the more aggressive go-for-it-on-fourth-down teams anyway, but when do we kick it as opposed to, hey, let's let Lamar handle business?
Yeah, I think it's totally changed, Bob. I think Harbs doesn't know. He's got to learn that. You don't know. Even like Randy Brown told me, he says, we don't know how Loop's going to be, you know, on the last kick of a game, and that's we don't know. You know, you don't know. So those are the things that they're going to have to learn. And Harbs had, and us as fans, we had total confidence and trust in Tucker. He's going out there for a 58-yarder? Hell yeah.
Go grab a beer because you know it's good. Nolan McGraw, what's going on over there? We'll save Funhouse till next hour, but how you feeling on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
Yeah, the Tucker stuff, I mean, it's easy to forget just because he was here so long. What those early days, the first season in 2012 was like. And you remember the big moment in the playoffs, in the Mile High game, he kicked the game winner in terrible conditions.
Yep.
But he was tested pretty early on in that season. They had the Sunday night rematch against the Patriots. So the loss, the sting from the Billy Cundiff incident was still very fresh at the time. You made the switch at kicker, which was a huge talking point of training camp in the offseason. And within the first couple weeks of the season, here you go. crazy wild game on Sunday night.
That's the Torrey Smith game.
Right. And you send this rookie kicker out there, and he just barely squeaked that thing through the upright to the point where Bill Belichick thought he missed it and was hounding the referee off the field. He was barking at him the whole way to the locker room. He definitely made the kick. But point is, early on, things could look shaky, could look inconsistent, but you give it time.
Yeah, and Tucker made some big kicks at Texas.
Yes. Oh, I was at the game, the Texas A&M game, when he won that game, the last game of the, you know, because remember they'd play on Fridays at noon, mm-hmm. day after Thanksgiving? I was at that one.
Yep, so Justin Tucker, his, I just saw on the Twitterverse, Jonas Schaefer's Twitter feed, he's put his house up for sale.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker, boy, inglorious fall, shall we say?
I mean, still to be told. The story is still being written. I mean, depending on what the NFL does.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I mean, unless something crazy, really, really crazy comes out here, there's more that we don't know. I think another team will take a chance on him.
Yeah, his career in Baltimore has come to an end, and not in, you know, the way that, you know, he's out there with his kids crying at the 50-yard line, you know, with his number going into the Ring of Honor, which I still think it will ultimately, but, you know, now he'll try to, he's got to wait for due process,
yes.
as far as the NFL is concerned, and I guess he's at the mercy of old Sheriff Goodell there. No more hugs for you.
Right. Well, nobody will sign him until they know just how long he's out. Yeah.
Once the suspension's over, or, you know, when they say, all right, say it's an 8-game suspension, and, you know, teams are going into it, and a team that their kicker gets hurt or maybe struggling or whatever, he's gonna have to go work out for teams now.
Mm-hmm. Fair to say, however, as we head to the top of the hour, even given the lackluster, by his standards, season of 24, he's still one of the 10 best kickers in football. If he's eligible to kick this year, maybe
one of the 10 best?
I don't think
I'd go that far.
Oh, hell yeah.
71% last year?
He didn't miss a kick after the bye.
I just think kickers so volatile.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what, with the Jets last year, ran through like 3 or 4 of them. Could be wrong on the team there. But, I mean, a guy could have a couple bad weeks, and they move on from him.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to ignore Tucker's track record outside of last year.
Just don't sign Greg Zuerlein. You'll be in business, I would assume. All right, we'll come back. News from the Nets. Vinny's off to one winning drive. Vinny, we'll talk to you at 1:30.
Yes, we will.
Live from Owings Mills. We got buy or sell, 12:15. Rich Dubroff will talk Orioles Mariners. Orioles have won 3 in a row, 6 of 8. Seattle's in first place. What does all of this mean? Rich will explain it to us.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.